This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Tyrone, and how may I help you?
Hello, Tyrone. My name is Jimmy from XPO. We have a big problem here. Would you like my FMS number?
Yeah, I need that to get me started. What was your name you said?
My name is Jamise, J-A-M-I-S-E.
All right, Jamise, I'm ready to see what I can do to help us get out of this trouble we're in.
Okay.
FMS?
774-34-33.
Wait, let me say that back. 774-34-033?
No, 8, the number 833.
Okay, 774-34-833.
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Lori Terry.
Okay, I'll let you know when I got it in front of me.
Okay.
This thing kicked me out and making me log in again, but that don't take long.
Okay. We got a big problem, and he asked me what he need to do. I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm not a tech. I have no idea.
Uh-oh, it's something about, like, if it's some technical expertise, I don't know. He might.
No, it's something.
I'm not the tech person. Hold on for a minute. Let me get the order before we go into it. Let me see. Okay. All right. Now I got an order in front of me in Bellwood, Illinois.
Yes, Lori Terry, 4815 St. Charles Road, Bellwood, Illinois. Yes.
Okay. On here I see a refrigerator, and it's about install, and they're supposed to be putting in a new water line.
That's
the
problem.
Fridge.
Okay, that's the problem.
On? Okay, tell me. Jamise, I can't hear you. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were ready. Okay,
oh,
so
yeah, I'm ready. I'm like, hey, is the problem that bad? She got to take a deep breath.
Oh, no,
okay,
I was
so
over here.
What's
just
going on?
Okay, so the customer, well, the tech called and let us know that we won't be able to install the water line because it's leaking and it has corrosion on it. And the type of water line that we ordered does not fit it. It is a plastic, not copper water line.
Hold on for a minute. Tech call cannot install new water line. I thought when we put a new water line, we would put a new valve and get rid of the old valve. All together, get rid of it. You know what I mean? We usually get rid of the old valve that's leaking.
I don't know if it's leaking and has corrosion on it, if we could do that. That's what I don't know.
Well, let me say this. When it's a new water line, if it was just regular refrigerator installation, then we might tell the customer, I can't touch that valve, okay? I can't touch that valve because there's too much risk. In other words, most of the time we come in, we see an old fridge already connected. Customer's ready for us to disconnect the old, connect the new.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at a valve and it's corroded, then we know that we can't touch that valve. They need to get
a
pump.
But that's not what he said Best Buy said. He said Best Buy said that we could do it. So that's the problem that we're running into because he said Best Buy came out there to look at it and said that we can fix it. So now I have the tech on the line saying that he cannot fix it. I can add him on the line so you can hear what he's saying, but it's just going to go back and forth until we get it resolved.
I understand what you mean. Sometimes it is better to do the conference with
right,
because
I can't
now,
explain it. It's better, you know, it's better as a team.
You know what? I have a feeling. The only thing I can think of, Jamise, that might be the problem, and you can't bring him on, is that it may turn out that the whole house shut-off valve is corroded. That means he can't even cut that off to put a valve in between. You see what I mean? So yeah. I'm guessing the whole house valve must be corroded. That means he ain't got nothing to work with, and that's why they might need a plumber. So,
but that's not what he said. Do you want me to just get him on the line? Because that's not
yeah,
what
yeah, dude, go and bring him on the line with us.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, Louis. Yes. I have you on the line with the Best Buy rep from, his name is Tyrone. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Louis,
yeah,
how you doing, sir? Let me,
How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So, Jamise was trying to explain to me the situation. So, let me just kind of put it together. If we're putting in a brand new water line, that means we're usually putting in a new valve and everything. And I'm thinking if the person's old valve was corroded, as long as it ain't the whole house valve, then because we're putting in a new water line and new valve, everything probably would be okay. But if somehow the whole house valve, like the main was corroded, then I know we're stuck then. Anything other than that, I would hope and probably believe that since we're putting in a new valve for the fridge, that all we got to do is shut off the main, put all that stuff in, and everything would be okay. But Jamie said, I better hear from you because maybe I got it wrong.
So what they have, they already have a saddle valve that's installed with a plastic line going to their old refrigerator, okay? They have a
I know a lot of times we can't do saddle valve, right? We need to get rid of it, right?
Correct, okay? But the way how where that valve is actually located on the galvanized plumbing for their main source of their water for under the sink, that valve is already corroded and leaking. Okay. Also, the valve that's to the house is leaking as well. So everything is already faulty. We don't replace
that. That's what I was
valve.
Thinking. I needed to hear. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was needing here. If anything that we have to access that was kind of out of scope, in other words, we can do the water line, but we can't do plumbing that needs to be redone.
Correct.
I mean?
So by me going and disconnecting that their existing water supply for the refrigerator is going to be pouring out water. Okay. So that's why I informed him that he actually has to go ahead and get this all replaced, you know, or capped out or soldered shut, whatever the case is, before we could go ahead and remove the old one and put in the new one and a new water line. Because the way how we would do it, because it's right next to the sink, we could put a T on the valve that's right under the sink for the cold water supply.
Right, but what I was kind of guessing when Jamise was telling me, some part of the whole system that you have to be able to shut off is at risk, and we don't want to risk it now, right?
Yeah, we can't risk.
Oh, is it already
know,
to the point
the
he got to get a plumber like immediately, or it's just if we just stop right now, he has time to do what he needs to do. We just have to stop, and we can't finish what we wanted to do today. We can't do it.
As soon as we came in, we were able to see it right under the sink. He has to get that saddle valve either eliminated or, you know, capped off, whatever the case is, because he's gonna have his main water off for pretty much until he's able to, you know, get a plumber or handyman to replace it.
So what I would do right now is call a customer right now and just tell them. You know, we're just trying to confirm that they need to stop right now so that you can get the plumbing fixed, and then we can come back. And, you know, as soon as that's resolved, we can come back.
Now, yeah,
sometimes
that's what
people
I was telling
call
right
in.
Here, but he said,
sometimes people
he said
call
that,
in yeah. because they're able to do the work at additional cost to us as long as we can take the cost, but that's not normal. It just happens some of the time. This isn't something you can fix at all. They really need a plumber, right? This ain't something you know
yeah,
how to fix,
they
right?
They have to solder it, should eliminate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I need to call a customer and let them know that
you have to get
you know,
that eliminated.
Yeah. Hopefully they already understand what you said. Now, if the customer was nearby and you wanted to keep them on speaker or something, I'd talk over your phone. Other than that, I was about
yeah.
to make a call.
Yeah, I could have my phone on. So basically, he's going to have to get that taken care of, and then we can come back out and bring the refrigerator and take out the old one and do the water line. Okay?
Right. I mean, we just can't touch anything risky is what I'd like to tell the customer. Is it Lori or somebody else? The name on here is Lori.
This is the husband. So give me one second.
Yeah, whoever it is, if it's Mr. Perry or whoever.
Yeah, give me one second, okay? He's ready.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hello?
Hi, good morning, Mr. Perry. My name is Tyrone. I'm with Best Buy. And the reason they call is whenever there's something that maybe can't be done or risk of safety or causing a leak at your house, we kind of need to stop what we thought we could do today. And so they called in so I could make sure that we touch bases with you and it's noted. What my understanding is, there's valves that if we mess with those valves, there's risk of leakage or you having to have all the water off in your house. So there's the long story short, you need a professional plumber to fix the valves that he probably showed you already. One of them is called a saddle valve. Those kind of valves, most of the time, people are upgrading to a different valve. But long story short, we would need to come back. In other words, the order can be rescheduled for us to come back. And, of course, it's continuation. You paid for it already. We come back as soon as we know that the valve situation is resolved so we can safely put in everything and connect the fridge and disconnect the old and all of that.
Yeah, but we were promised that by the salesperson that would be taken care of, that it would be changed to copper and all of that. You know, this is a huge inconvenience.
We can change it. But if we run into anything like the main valve, in other words, somebody might say, oh, it was easy for me to fix it. The main valve was up to date. The other valve was up to date. I'm putting in a new one that's for the fridge. As long as the other valves weren't in any kind of way risky to mess with, we would have been able to do everything. Unfortunately, our salespeople and anybody else don't know what's at your house until we actually get there sometimes. Unfortunately, we don't expect people to know what's behind appliances. We operate appliances from the front, not the back. So all customers, all of us, we're all customers. We're all people that a lot of times we don't know what's behind it. But only once we get there, we don't want to try to force the issue, and then all of a sudden we got a home damage claim because we either used a tool on a valve that looked like it was older or tidy or already leaky. So we don't find out until we get there sometimes, unfortunately. So it's not like we're trying to renege on something that we should be doing. But we got to put safety first in your house first. So that's really all that's going on here. It's those other valves that we don't change that's in the way of putting in a new one for you.
Okay. So in the meantime, what is the instructions to the plumber? What am I actually having done here? What do I tell them?
And the guy that's there, he's going to be able to tell you better than I can. But basically, you want to tell him that these valves need to be upgraded or fixed or tested to make sure they open and close safely. And the best thing that could happen, he might say, these valves, now they're okay. I didn't have to charge you as much, whatever. But the guy that's there, he'll let you know exactly how to talk to the plumber.
Okay.
Or handyman.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Sir, I have a case ID to give you, installer, you know, that we spoke with the customer and they understand they're going to need a plumber to help get things fixed so we can come back. Is everybody ready for the case ID? Jamise, too?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay,
go ahead.
That'll be 285-939-494. And my name is Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E.
All right.
I happen to be working out of Illinois. It's nice to talk to people so close.
Yeah.
All right, Louis, all right, is there anything else that I can help you with? Or that'll be all?
Just the trip and that's it.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right,
I'm
thank you, Tyrone. Have a good day.
Thank you for bringing them on the phone. That helped tremendously.
Yes, sir, I would have known.
All right,
thank you.
Okay. And thanks for bringing the customer on, sir. Bye, everyone.
Not a problem.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, Louis, I got your trip charge. Thank you for calling XBO. You have a good day as well.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied